I want so much more for all of us. I think that we women have just put so much on our shoulders and just experienced just a minuscule amount of our power because we thought we had to figure it all out or make it happen. And I just know that God has so much more in store for all of us.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Queen, what is up? Hello from New York City. Oh my goodness, you're going to get extra high voltage of Gina DeVee today because I love, love, love the power of this city, the buzz, the vibe, the gorgeousness, the people, the food, of course, all of it, all of it, all of it. And so I was inspired to talk about how travel helps your business. That's right. Travel actually helps your business. And I see so many women, and myself included, sometimes we hold ourselves back or we say, I don't have time to go there, or I can't go there. There's so much fear in the world right now. Obviously, everyone has to do what's right for you. And I'm ready. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to be filled with just excitement and joy and desires. And, you know, for me, one of the things that I really came to terms with is saying yes to my desires. Obviously, over the past couple of years, there was just, you know, no way to do that in terms of travel. And for some of us, there's an ability to be able to travel now. And I'm seizing it. And I just have so much more energy as a result. So I wanted to share some of this with you because I think that oftentimes reasons why we lose enthusiasm or hope or become less productive is because we're bored. We're bored with the mundane and we're bored with the same old, and it seems like, you know, for some women, and I used to be like this, where it's like, what's the point of even making money? Because it just all goes to bills anyways. And recently, though, I haven't been doing large-scale events, the mini events that I've been doing have helped me and so many other women. And so I just wanted to kind of do this plug that if you've been holding yourself back because you thought that travel was going to take away from your productivity or your enthusiasm or your money even, let's possibly reframe that, shall we? As always, let's start with a prayer, and then I'll share more of what's in my heart in just a minute. Dear God, we pray over every woman listening, and we know that you have placed the desires in our hearts. And we also know how much society has told us that we can't, made our desires wrong, ingrained in us that they're to be saved for later and one day and when there's enough time and money left over. But we know that these human ways are not your ways, that your ways are higher than our ways. So we seek you for the divine guidance of being filled with joy and love and power and abundance and radiating your goodness in the world so that we can make the contributions that we are meant to make. And we pray this believing. Amen. All righty. So we are given the desires that we are given. And I just want you to tap into, because what can sometimes happen, the reason why the statistics are, and I wrote about this in my book, that only 1 in 100 people even know what they want, it's because of this piece about we've been told that we can't, so we've just stopped dreaming. And getting ourselves out of that place of not dreaming and into the place of dreaming again. I did a podcast with Marsha Martin, and she talked about, you know, like practice those dreaming muscles. And I think after, you know, 2 years of we can't and like literally can't, now I've just started to wake up to, like, what am I excited about? Like, what would really fill me and fuel me? And for me, that includes being around people, it includes travel, it includes live events, a few other fun projects that I've got going on. And I've just, and like, it seemed so impractical and it seemed so counterintuitive and it seemed so like, oh, but I should be doing these other things. I should stay home and grow my business and sit behind the computer and figure out the funnels and the statistics and the this, that, the other. And then I realized what grows my business, probably just like you, is when I am being more me, when I am saying yes to my desires, when I'm in my superpowers, which we all have. They're all different, but we all have them. And for me, I was not given the gift of luxury, lifestyle, food, travel, wine, adventure to not share it with others. It's funny, my friend Danelle Delgado and I, we've done girls trips, we've done some live events together, and she just knows, like, we both know we have our roles and our lanes, and I make all the dinner reservations, I even order everything. She said, Gina, just you order, because it's like, it's what I love to do, and word on the street is I'm pretty good at it. And she's got her brilliance and her superpowers also. And I think that when we, like, get together these kinds of collaborations and just do the things that feel really good, life gets so much better and so much easier. And so after I'm here in New York for a few days, Glenn and I are off to Italy. And he was like, how long do you want to go? And I was like, well, at least a month and a half. And he looks at me and he's like, what about this, that, and the bit? And I was like, you know what, actually, Glenn? Actually, the business does better when we travel. Actually, like, social media and my energy, and I get new ideas when I'm not, like, just in the same place all the time, wearing the same things, eating the same foods, doing the same workout. Like, I get more creative. I get bigger in my thinking. That's better for business. There's, you know, I don't know, somehow a cappuccino is sexier when I post it in Instagram when I'm actually in Italy than when I'm in the United States. Like, it's like everything is just more literally attractive. And I said, so it's not going to hurt the business. It's not going to distract. It's actually going to add to. And I think this is so true about the masculine and feminine ways that we've been taught the feminine principles of play, of passion, of creativity, of spirituality, of beauty, that's like when there's enough time and money left over. Like, maybe. But in the meantime, you're supposed to be practical and predictable. And what is going to be most productive is you sitting behind your computer, like, drudging away at some job you don't love or doing things in your business that you're not even necessarily that good at. And somehow that is the right way to do life, even though it is boring you to death and sucking the life out of your adrenals and not actually advancing things. And if it is, it's certainly not being done in a pleasurable way, which means it's not sustainable. And so there has never been a better time on the planet to be the queen that you came here to be. And we all have a different version, a different style, and that is more than acceptable. And we've got to claim our own and be unapologetic about it. If you love nature and being in woods and doing that vibe, then you do that. And the kind of travel that I like, well, if you follow me on Instagram, you're about to see. From New York City to Milan to the countryside in Piedmont to the live event I'm hosting on Lake Maggiore. It is all about being the best version of yourself. It is all about living your best life. And we don't always know how to do that. But when you ask, the answer is revealed. The money doesn't always seem to be there. And yet when you ask, how can it happen? The way will be shown. So the real key here, Queen, is for you to not take yourself out of the game and not just go by that old default thinking of I can't or I'd love to, but I don't have the money. And I wrote about this in my book, when I didn't have the money to, well, I came up with the money. I didn't have the money to go to Italy when I wanted to. And then I made the money for that, but I didn't have the money for shopping. And that was important to me. We can call it frivolous. You can laugh at it. I'm not saying it's like the world's most in-depth, you know, problem. What I'm saying is I was a woman who had a desire. And if we believe that whatever the desires are important and meaningful, it was that particular one was a way for me to be more self-expressive, more expansive in my thinking. Then I asked how I could come up with the money. More of the details are in the book. I asked, how could I come up with the money? And when you do that, it is always a double blessing. It, by definition, if I was going to make money, I was going to do something that was going to be in service to someone else's being supported, mentored, helped along the way, whatever it was. And that's exactly what happened. When I dug in and got more creative, that is exactly how a new program came about, which, yes, I made money from that program, and so many other women got the guidance to start a business and the courage to take risks and became more aware of their own superpowers and who they really were so they could go out into the world and be a blessing. So this playing small and living off baby amounts of money and being constricted and saying no to travel, if that is actually your desire, does not serve, doesn't serve you, and it doesn't serve other people either. And I'm reminded of a client of mine. She came to the Divine Direction New York City event. And she said, Gina, I'm really wanting to work with you in a much higher level way. And I shared with her the package that was available. And she said, well, this doesn't make any sense, but I'm going to step into it and say yes. So she invested a significant amount of money into her development. Oh, what the heck? I'm not saying her name, so I guess I can tell you the circumstances. So she invested a deposit. This wasn't even the full amount. She invested a deposit of 25 grand. And we discussed that money is energy. And when you move energy and create a reason for the energy to show up, the energy will move and show up. And we started the coaching and she created a plan. And let me get my facts right here. In 30 days exactly, from the time she said yes, where it didn't make sense, the money was earmarked for something else that was actually very important to her, she leapt and then the net appeared. And in 30 days, she made 40 grand and is on a completely new roll. She was actually going to be taking some time off, so she thought she needed to shut down a bunch of things in her business, and I showed her how she could pre-sell so the programs wouldn't even start until after she took the time off. And like, she's so excited about life. She's actually getting ready to go travel herself. Now she's got all these new amazing clients in, all this new money coming in, all this excitement and joy in thinking so much bigger for her life. And this is what happens when we follow the desires of our heart. She had a desire to work with me. She had a desire to travel. She had like bigger dreams for her business, but at that time didn't see it. It's leap and then the net will appear. And when you leap into your desires and are really connected with spirit, asking for the way to be shown, it will be shown. It is shown. And so much, like, women have such, not everybody, and that's, if that's not for you, then there's no should here at all, but so many women have a really big desire for travel. It's interesting, when I was reading the welcome packets for I hosted a retreat in Miami recently, and I do that so that I can study the women before they show up, and I study their past childhood dynamics and hurts and traumas along the way, but also their future desires. 99% of the time, when women talk about what would really delight them, it includes travel. And so I just feel that it's important for us to get this conversation going, that if you desire to travel, then travel. It's not wrong. There's a reason for it, probably beyond your own, like, oh, that would be fun also. Usually the universe isn't that one dimensional. There's, I don't know, somebody that you're going to meet or someone that needs to see you showing up and living your life. And especially you moms that have told yourself that you can't because of whatever it is with the family or the children or the partner or someone being upset. You got to follow your instincts. And oftentimes when I'm being guided, I don't get the whole picture. I just get the next step. And I trust that, and I take that, and then there's the next step, and there's the next step, and there's the next step. So, if travel is something that delights you, say yes to it. You know, I said yes to going to Italy. Now, what I didn't know was it was going to include a stop in New York, and that stop in New York is leading to, like, what's going to be such an extraordinary girlfriend dinner tonight, where there's collaborations going on, that we're gonna have so much fun, and it's gonna be a blessing to so many other people in such a fun way because of our relationships and collaboration. And if I wasn't like live here in New York, I wouldn't be live in the room with these other women. And that's where relationships really, really bond and go deep and get real. And, you know, all the feminine arts show up. And this is what I want for you, not this one-dimensional life or isolation or thinking you've got to do everything on your own. It's interesting, two collaborations that I've gotten involved with lately, when I had the courage to say, I don't want to do the nuts and bolts business coaching anymore. These other women were like, I want to do the strategy. I want to do the step-by-step. I want to do that, the nuts and bolts, like marketing, messaging, this, that, and the other. And then I get to do my zone of genius about spirituality and queenhood and superpowers and epic life and retraining the brain and wealth consciousness and all that good stuff. And all of these collaborations came about because of travel, because a couple of women were in the same room with each other and introduced someone to someone else. The dinner tonight it's ironic. One of my friends said, hey, Jean, I think you should have this other woman on your podcast. And because she had a book coming out, I was like, great. So I had that woman on my podcast. And then weeks later, I saw someone else kind of feature her in their newsletter. And I'd always looked up to these people. And, you know, I was like, I called her and I was like, hey, how'd you get featured in that? Like, is it a pay to play thing? Is it because you're friends? She's like, yeah, we're friends. She's like, want me to introduce you? And I'm like, do I? And then I became friends with them. And it's like, and now we're all having dinner together tonight. So when you get out from behind the computer and into connection and into collaboration and into friendship, if that's even your goal, the business stuff will naturally flow. It's not why we're doing any of it, but it's like, you know, we're all brought together for a particular reason. And yeah, I want so much more for all of us. I think that we women have just put so much on our shoulders and just experienced just a minuscule amount of our power because we thought we had to figure it all out or make it happen. And I just know that God has so much more in store for all of us. And in such different ways. You know, we did not go through this pandemic to do same old, to keep being busy, to keep working all the time, to keep, you know, doing stuff that we're not even that good at or that we don't like. So I want you to get in tune with your desires. I want you to trust them. I want you to say yes to them, whatever they are. And if travel is part of it, then say yes to travel also. You know, when I was coaching one of the women in the retreat, it was like, where do you want to go? And she had been doing and giving and pouring into other people and prioritizing everyone else for so long, so long. She was like, I don't even know. And we created some space and kind of took a look at it. It was like, well, where? And then she started dreaming again. And then it became clear. You know, it's amazing how quickly we women can bounce back from trauma, divorce, separation, financial struggle, criticism, being made fun of, whatever it is. There's a resiliency inside of us. And she got, that woman got clear, and she went and she made some travel plans, and you could just see her feeling so great about herself, like something to look forward to. I know for me, I have been so much more productive recently because I knew I had this to look forward to. I knew I was going to be in New York City. I knew I was going to be in Italy. So I was like getting my stuff done, getting my things organized, like being really productive, having so much more love and excitement and enthusiasm and energy because I gave myself this gift of travel. So queen, if you are looking for a place to go and you don't know where to go, I got three awesome travel opportunities to invite you to. If you want to come meet me in Italy, I'll be on Lake Maggiore. We'll put the link in the show notes. If you want to meet me in Chicago in November, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to be in Miami in December. So come join me. Come be in the room. Come see how great life can get when you're connected with other high vibe women. You know, it says in the weak will become strong. And one of the weakest areas in my life used to be isolation. I didn't really have a lot of friends. I had Glenn, but I just didn't really, certainly didn't have community. And I had kind of like, you know, a friend here, a friend there. They're usually on different continents. And because I craved community so deeply, I saw that in my programs, women were just finding each other. They're finding their business besties, their friends for life, etc. And I think in my prayer of creating community, I was able to create it for others and then create it for myself as well. And in addition to lifestyle, big thinking, and all things queen, word on the street is one of my other superpowers is bringing together such quality women. When you show up in the room, first of all, you're going to be in a gorgeous environment. Second of all, you are going to meet women like you. And even if you haven't ever been to a Divine Living event, you will see like what it looks like that first night at the white party soiree versus like 2 days later when you leave. Like you've got phone numbers and friends and connections and like so much joy. So in addition to the travel element, and in addition to the mentoring and the transformation you're going to get from me, you're going to see other women just like you who needed you to show up in the room because they needed a friend like you. And they too needed fun and connection and maybe a joint venture partner. It's like, you know, just like I'm doing these collaborations with these really cool women. You're going to meet women to do the same if that's what you're looking for. So come get in the room, get on a plane. See what travel is going to do for you and the next level in your life. Mwah. Lots of love. Queen. All right, woman. Ask and it is given. That is right. I had so much fun and such big transformations occurred at the Divine Direction New York City event. I have opened up kind of a world tour for more locations coming to a city near you. That's right. We are going to be in Italy. Oh my gosh, at the most glorious location in October. We're going to be in Chicago in November, and we are going to be in South Florida in December. So check out divineliving.com/direction, or the link is in the show notes. And a whole white party soiree is how it kick off the Friday night or whatever the first night is. And then the next 2 days of solid training, coaching, transformation, being in the room with high vibe women from around the world in these elite kind of mini experiences. I mean, it's a big experience, but it's a mini event. I am so, so, so excited to welcome you there. So check it out. There's only 50 spots per event available.
So if you want to meet me in Italy or Chicago or South Florida, the options are now open and you are in the early bird special pricing time. So snag your seat, get it reserved, and I can't wait to see you in real life. Mwah.